It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. More than a dozen states, including Wisconsin, have authorized the licensing and practice of dental therapists. And last month, the state licensed its first dental therapists.
Working under the supervision of a dentist, they are able to fill cavities and provide other routine dental care.
Wisconsin's dental therapy profession is getting started as dozens of rural counties face a shortage of dentists. State lawmakers have been trying to tackle that issue.
North Central Technical College in Wausau is preparing to offer the first dental therapy program in the state. Laura Ahonen is Associate Dean of Allied Health and Human Services at the college. Laura, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you very much.
Your college received a $2.2 million grant from the state to launch this dental therapy degree program. Can you talk about what stage you're at?
So since receiving notification that Governor Evers has signed the dental therapy bill, we moved fast. That signing of the bill was just in February of 2024. And in March, we hired a program director. Our program director is a dentist, Dr. William Akey, and we started building our curriculum. So we actually did a lot of research. There are three other dental therapy programs in the country right now, and we looked at their curriculum that they allowed us to access. So based upon the research we did, along with our CODA accreditation standards, we developed the program and the curriculum. We were able to submit our application for accreditation to CODA on August 2nd. So we move very quickly. Alongside of that curriculum build, we also started construction and remodeling of our existing dental clinic. So we have an NTC community dental clinic where we currently house our dental hygiene and dental assistant programs. But what we did was we expanded the clinic to hold 58 operatories. We added on a classroom that will seat 20 students. And it also houses 12 simulators that provide real high definition and high tech learning environments for our dental therapy students. So that construction actually completed in January of 2025.
Wow.
So at the stage we're at now, yeah, we did a lot very fast. We are utilizing the remodeled clinic. We expanded our locker room capacity to house over 160 students. And so we're in the facility, we're in the clinic. We have dental hygiene and dental assistant students right now in the clinic. In fall of 25, we will be adding EFTA students. And for those who haven't heard of EFTA, that stands for Expanded Functions Dental Auxiliary. And EFTA students will begin with us in fall of 25. We are still waiting to hear back on CODA before we can enroll students in our dental therapy program. CODA requires us to obtain initial accreditation status before enrolling students. So we're waiting for the review of our application and waiting to hear back from CODA.
Ultimately, how many dental therapy students might you be able to serve?
We hope that we can enroll 12 students every fall semester.
Where would you recruit these students from? Where would they be coming from?
Well, our recruitment will primarily be within our North Central Technical College District. But we know that if we are not able to recruit 12 students in our district, we would then be able to expand that outreach to anybody within the state of Wisconsin. We've actually been in contact with a couple of folks from Michigan that have an interest, but we need to sort of focus our efforts on our in-district residents and then in-state. And if capacity allows, then we can open it up to out-of-state.
You're launching at a time when dental care, especially in rural areas of Wisconsin, they're seeing a loss of dentists, whether those dentists are retiring, whether there's just a void in some rural areas. Will a program like this be able to improve that situation?
Absolutely. And that is the reason that this program is so important. We know that people struggle to get access to basic dental care, especially in rural populations or rural areas. And so a dental therapist will function similar to a physician assistant, and how physician assistants provide that mid-level support in medical health, dental therapists will be that mid-level provider for oral health. So we hope that dental therapists will allow faster access to dental care, allow access to dental care for those who are underinsured or not insured at all, and really help bridge that gap and provide more equitable oral health care within the state of Wisconsin.
So if your tooth is aching, you really need that cavity filled. A dental therapist could do that procedure.
100% correct, yes. So a dental therapist is trained to the same level as a dentist in about 95 procedures. A dentist is trained to approximately 400 procedures. So the primary goal of dental therapists would be to provide restoratives, so filling cavities, extraction, simple extractions of teeth. So to provide a service that will allow an individual to be pain-free, allow them to eat foods again and not be in pain, allow them to have a better overall quality of life.
I wonder, and you talked about Minnesota having an established dental therapy program at the university there, and I think licensing happened over a dozen years ago in Minnesota. Here in Wisconsin, as it starts out, will patients be ready to see dental therapists, or will they have reluctance of not being able to go to a dentist, per se?
So definitely, because this is not only a new program, it's a new career. Mm. We know that one of our biggest challenges is to build awareness and to educate both the public and the dental community about the role of dental therapists. We really need to do outreach and education to answer those questions as to how dental therapists fit into the existing system. And we have done 3 listening sessions where we've tried to provide that education to let people know that a dental therapist will be trained to the level of a dentist in the procedures that fall within their scope of practice. And we do know that in Wisconsin at this time, when the licensure through DSPS has come out, there are a handful of dental therapists already practicing in Wisconsin. And so I think it will take time and a lot of outreach, education. But I think we will also partner with our local clinics, and we will partner with dental facilities and partnering in providing student education opportunities within the dental community. I think that will also help educate patients and dentists as to what dental therapists can do.
Have you heard from any of the new dental therapists who have been recently licensed here in Wisconsin?
We have. It was interesting. I received a phone call from a dental office who just hired a dental therapist. The dental therapist came from Minnesota, and the offer was made basically saying, let us know how we can help your program, because it's needed, it can fill a big void. And so that was a really great thing. I mean, this was, again, it's a very new career in Wisconsin. So to receive that phone call a couple of months ago, it provided us some reassurance that, okay, there are people accepting this. And it was really cool to hear that there is a dentist that has already hired a dental therapist and has that person working in her clinic.
Because I'd imagine some of your education also has to do with educating dental clinics that, you know, they can be prepared to hire dental therapists when they have in the past probably focused on recruiting dentists.
Yes, that is very true. One of our educational sessions we did, we actually asked 2 providers from Appletree Dental in Minnesota. One is a dentist and one is a dental therapist. And they came in and presented to our audience on how dental therapy has impacted their clinics in a positive way. It has reduced wait times for patients. And even though the dental therapist is primarily serving the Medicaid or underinsured population, it has still boosted revenue for that clinic. And the clinic was able to justify the salary of the dental therapist because of the number of procedures the therapist was able to perform.
We're talking about the launch of Wisconsin's first dental therapy degree program with Laura Ahonen. She's Associate Dean of Allied Health and Human Services at North Central Technical College in Wausau. Laura, in terms of billing and insurance, are dental insurance companies in Wisconsin prepared to cover procedures done by a dental therapist, or do you anticipate any issues with insurance policies?
I don't anticipate any issues, mainly because Wisconsin has created a dental therapy license. And within that Senate Bill 689, the scope of practice is defined. And so because it's a licensed profession, we hope that it will be accepted as a provider, a mid-level provider in healthcare, such as a physician's assistant. If a person goes for medical care and they are treated by a physician's assistant, there really isn't any difference in coverage from the insurance standpoint. And so we anticipate it will be very similar in the oral health care.
You know, going to dentistry school, I imagine it's rigorous. It's hard to get through it. How will you support your students as they go through also a rigorous perhaps several years in this program?
Yeah, at NTC, that is one of our strengths, is we have a very all-encompassing campus-wide support system for students. So academically, the support will be given through our partnering with dental clinics across Wisconsin. The partnerships would not only help provide clinical training opportunities for students, but we hope that they would also create a direct pipeline to employment after graduation. As a campus, NTC also provides numerous non-academic supports, everything from scholarship opportunities. We have a social worker. We have access to 24/7 mental health services. We just have a really big wraparound service for our students. So we not only provide, again, academic support, but we also cover a lot of non-academic support needs as well. We have a food pantry on our campus. We have clubs and social activities for students to join. So the environment at NTC is really designed to look at the student holistically and provide mental health, social, academic, and whatever support a student needs, we try and meet that.
Will this be a longer technical degree program compared to other programs that you offer? I mean, I'm thinking about 3 years or like seven semesters here and achieving associate's degree in that time, not gaining a full baccalaureate degree. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So dental therapy must be accredited by CODA. And CODA does not define the type of terminal degree a dental therapist must earn. However, CODA does state that the program must be 3 academic years in order to fully prepare the student for the competencies required in the workforce. So we did, in order to maintain our, or, you know, in order to achieve our CODA accreditation, we must follow those standards and deliver the program in 3 academic years. What we have done to assist the students in getting out to the workforce a little bit sooner is we took a look at our curriculum and included some summers in between the fall and spring semesters so that by going year-round in the summers, we were able to shorten that up a little bit. So the students are actually with us for 2.5 calendar years.
I wonder, will the Wausau community benefit in all this? Will community members perhaps achieve better oral health because of the expansion of your dental clinic?
Absolutely. And I can answer that by just what I know with the phone calls that we get for our existing dental hygiene clinic. So as I mentioned earlier, we've had a dental hygiene program for many, many years. Right now, we have over 400 patients on our dental hygiene waiting list.
Wow.
And that's not including those phone calls where we can't even put them on a waiting list because the person needs more than a tooth cleaning. They need an extraction or a filling, and we currently cannot provide that service. So for those patients, it's been very difficult to turn them away and say, we can't treat you here. We have a dental hygiene program, but we're really looking forward to the day when those phone calls come in and we can say, yes, we can see you. We have a dental therapy program. We can provide that need for you. So we get hundreds of phone calls a month from patients who were their last resort. They don't know where else to call. And we are really looking forward to the time where we can provide some assistance for those people. But again, with a wait list of over 400 patients, and this is in Wausau, I have no doubt that this is a needed service.
You've been at North Central Technical College for years and years now. Have the waiting lists been this lengthy in the past?
Yes. This has been an issue and it has continued to grow. And we are seeing it at its highest point right now. But this is not a new issue for us. So this is something that is long past overdue as far as a need.
The college has been moving so fast to get this program off the ground. What are your next steps in getting the dental therapy program going?
Well, we are awaiting our CODA accreditation review. And once our curriculum and our application is reviewed by CODA, then CODA will send a team to do an on-site visit. So after our site visit and working with CODA, we hope to receive initial accreditation, and then we can enroll students. Hmm. But we know it is in the horizon. So because we know that, we are also simultaneously looking for additional faculty to join us. As I stated earlier, we have one program director, but we also are looking for a full-time dental therapist to join us as a faculty member. Our construction and our remodeling, our additions, our new purchases, those are all being completed. So we're ready to go as far as a facility and as far as equipment. So it's a little bit of accreditation and some staffing that those are our next steps.
Laura, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Laura Ahonen is Associate Dean of Allied Health and Human Services at North Central Technical College in Wausau. The college is preparing to open the first dental therapy degree program in Wisconsin.
WPR's one-day member drive is next week. You can get us off to a head start. When 600 donors give before then, a group of generous current members will add in $10,000. Join in with your gift right now at WPR.org/donate, and thanks.